Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope we find you blessed of the Lord, and his goodness is showered upon you richly. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to teach the word and minister the word. Now, as we present the word today, let it be anointed. Let it touch hearts, change lives, is our prayer in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us that help cometh from the Lord. And I want to minister on some thoughts, preferably out of the Psalms. We find a lot of this teaching in Psalms. And we want to just share with you some things that the Lord points out to us about trust in the Lord. The Word says in Psalms 37, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And, you know, it talks about over in verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil times, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. God explains to us on in that same chapter in verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. All the scriptures gives us that understanding that we can put our trust in the Lord. And, you know, the Bible tells us, as the psalmist said, I've been young, I've been old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed to beg bread. And this is a promise of the scripture. In the days of famine, you know, we are going to be satisfied. It goes on to say in Psalms 34, you know, it goes on to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continued in my mouth. As we praise, that's in verse 1. And we know down in verse 7, it says, the angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. This is such a great thing to know when we are in, you know, distress, we're in trouble. We know the Lord is going to be there. Oh, fear the Lord, all you saints, for there is no want in them. Notice that. There is no want. In other words, the Lord takes care of every need. The young lions do lick and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thou tongue from evil and the lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes, listen to verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Everywhere you read in the book of Psalms, it just holds that message. Call upon the Lord. Trust the Lord. The Lord's going to be there for you. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous, in verse 17, cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of all. That word is double A L L, all their troubles. The Lord is nigh them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. There again, it's the promise of what God is going to do for us, and he's going to continue to uphold us. He's going to continue to meet our needs, and he's going to be there. And over in Psalms 27, it said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We just can go. The Psalms put so much understanding in the word for us that we can receive that, understand that God is going to be there for us. And back at the beginning book of Psalms 1 and verse 3, And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is the promise of to the righteous of the Lord. In verse 11 of the fifth chapter, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. This is verse 12. With favor wilt thou compass him as such with a shield. I mean, let me just back up and read that again. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. A shield is something that is a protection to us, and the Lord is going to protect us, and he's going to put a shield. You know, Satan said to, when God said, if you consider my servant Job, Satan went to this crying and belly aching and said, oh, there's a hedge built around him if you'll drop the hedge. Notice that hedge. And if we are of the righteous of God, we are doing what God wants us to do. We can be assured, as in Psalms 11, when it said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Bible said, we know that the foundation of God standeth sure. God has been able to keep in every situation his people. He's been able to do that which that he has said. He said in verse 8 of chapter 16, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And this is good to know. We know that the Lord is there to fight our battle for us. When the man of God, Elisha, they're real easy to get Elijah and Elisha mixed up. I just remember Elijah come first, and Elisha was that received that which he sought after the Lord for his double portion. And here he was, in battle, and his servant said, alas, master, what shall we do? They was just encamped around. And the first thing he said was, fear not. And throughout the word of God, 300 and some times, the Lord said himself, fear not. And perfect love cast out all fear. And when the man of God prayed, he simply said, Lord, as he told him to fear not, open his eyes he could see. And he seen that angelical host standing and encamped, the angels of God encamped about them, and he's seen there was no reason to fear. We need to look to the Lord. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and if we look to him, we will have no reason to fear. And the word of God says in Psalms in chapter 18, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. There again, he's the light that shineth into darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over the wall. As for God, his ways is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a butler, and all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet as hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Psalm 18:36 says, Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Continuously, the psalmist told us, and the Word of God through the psalmist told us, that the Lord was going to be there for us. In Psalms 20:7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And this is where we put our trust. And as we put our trust in the Lord maketh that way for us. And as he goes before us, we know that he is going to be there for us to lift us up. And in Psalms 27 and goes on in 13, it goes on to say, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, wait upon the Lord. And, you know, Psalms 23, if we look at it and we see all that is spoken to us in that Psalms, and he tells us how that he is my shepherd. Starts out with, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod and thou staff, thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before my enemies, in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the promise of God's word, that we are going to dwell with him forever. And we know that joy is our strength. The Psalms 30 said, the joy. And he explains how it cometh in the morning. There may be some suffering. There may be some trials, weeping. It only endureth, Psalms 30:5, it only endureth for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, be thou favor. Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Then verse 8 said, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplications. We can just rejoice that the Lord, his ear is not deaf, his hand is not short. If we keep our connection with him, make sure that we don't get all clouded and mugged up with sin, but keep the sin under the blood, and then the Lord is going to be there for us, and he's going to have an ear for us, a hand for us, and he's going to do that which he's promised. Amen. In Psalms 33, verse 18, behold, the eyes of the Lord upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. There we come back to those words again. He is our shield. He is our help. Not being repetitious, but wanting to get the point across that if we put our trust in the Lord, he is going to be our help, and he's a pleasant help in the time of trouble, and he will see us through all the way. Never leave us, never forsake us. So today I want to say to you, you can trust the Lord. And if you've not put your trust in the Lord, if you've not met him and you're not putting your trust in the Lord, you need to do that today. Lord, for every man, woman, boy, girl that hears this teaching today, that needs to know you as Lord and Savior. God, let them reach out to you and cry out to you. Let them be saved, be delivered. Those that are worried, Lord, allow them to know not to be worrying well-doing, that in due season, if they faint not, they shall reap. So, Lord, you be their strength, you be their help, you be their farm. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.